whenever I close the book of the Gospels, that means that we will not be reflecting on today's scriptures. Instead, we'll be reflecting upon two topics that are frequently in the news. Hopefully, please God, our reflection will enrich our lives. The two topics upon which we'll be reflecting be first the coronavirus, and then the turmoil in our country. Before we do that, I'll share with you this silly story. Life may be tougher now because we're dealing with the coronavirus, we're dealing with turmoil in our country. It might be tougher for us now. So we'll see if indeed laughter is the best medicine. It's a story about this guy who, while he was having his annual physical exam, complained, "Doc, I have a pain in the neck." When did that start? Right after I got married. For those of us who didn't get it, it might kick in Tuesday, and it might not kick in at all. But we're done with the kicking. We got to get into this non-harm. I think it's safe to say that for the most part, we're not happy with the changes that the coronavirus has brought into our lives. But what do you think of this? Perhaps we should add one more beatitude to the list that Jesus gave us. Blessed is the person who sees good possibilities in unexpected change. Blessed is the person who sees good possibilities in unexpected change. The coronavirus has forced all of us to surrender our will to providence. And that's what the mystics do. Surrender their will to providence. One of the great mystics, St. Teresa of Avila, says, "Since God does not force our will, He takes whatever we give Him. But He will not give Himself completely to us until we give ourselves completely to Him." Concerning the changes that the coronavirus has brought into our lives. Concerning the changes that the coronavirus might bring into our lives, can I give myself completely to God? Surrender my will completely to Him. Blessed is the person who sees good possibilities in unexpected change. Let's take a look a little bit at the turmoil in our country. Two prayers that we say at every Mass might help bring us inner peace in the midst of all the turmoil. The first prayer is the one we say right after the Our Father. Deliver us, O Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day, so that with the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. Safe from all distress. No matter what's going on out there, that can be a daunting challenge. Jesus tells us, peace I leave with you. My peace is my gift to you. Dismiss distress from your life so that Jesus can fill your life with his peace. And the second prayer that we'll look at is the prayer that we say just before the exchange of the sign of peace. With our Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, the Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may be co-heirs of eternal life. Co-heirs of eternal life. We are God's children. Our inheritance as God's children is eternal life. We don't earn it. We inherit it. It is God's gift to his children. If we had to earn eternal life, heaven would be empty. So, in the midst of the coronavirus, in the midst of the turmoil in our country, we can have inner peace now, and then eternal peace